start at the courts, where the South African National Editors Forum, alongside five journalists. They include News 24 editor Adrian Basson, Daily Maverick journalist Pauli van Wyk, Tiso Black Stars associate editor Ranjeni Munisami, Eyewitness News senior journalist Barry Bateman, and co-editor of Freie Weekblad Max Dupree, taking Julius Malema and the EFF to court because in November of 2018, Julius Malema had said these crooks who are calling themselves journalists are sitting with those questions they have never asked Pravin. The deputy president of the EFF came here yesterday and spoke. Instead of repeating those quotes, they asked Pravin, why is the EFF attacking you? I want the EFF leadership from today and the membership to know we are not answering any questions from Tiso Black Star, the Daily Maverick, Scorpio and ETV, which ask us about our wives, about our relatives, about anyone we know, until they ask Pravin these questions in a live interview. On Monday, yesterday, his lawyer, as in Julius Malema, as well as EFF's lawyer, arguing that that speech should be taken as a whole and not in selective portions. He said the dominant meaning that one obtains from reading Mr. Malema's or listening to his words is that he is asking for, and he puts this powerfully, that all I ask is for the media to be honest. As a fact, there is no way any reasonable person can take those words literally. It is a metaphorical political speech. Professor Anton Haber is a Caxton Professor of Journalism at the Wits University, joining me on the line now. Anton, there is some dis-ease, shall we say, between journalists or certain journalists in South Africa and the EFF. And it appears that if you report negatively upon the EFF, then you will, well, feel their wrath, which is not how we should operate in a constitutional democracy, is it?
That's correct. I think there is a concern that unless you cover the EFF the way they want to be covered, it's not that they get angry. It's that threats are made, and that leads to trolling on the internet and on social media, and it leads to a situation where journalists are really constrained in doing their normal daily work, and that's clearly a problem and undesirable. So it's not just, you know, journalists do have to have a thick skin. It's not just that the EFF is critical or that Julius Malema is critical. It's threats that actually lead to further threats that get that lead to followers taking it up and trolling journalists and making it difficult or impossible for them to do their normal work.
In fact, the SANEF advocate, Daniel Berger SC, representing not only SANEF but the journalists as well, arguing that the applicants had brought the application to protect themselves and their colleagues from the abuse that they had endured from the EFF.
I think that's right. You know, and it's part of a pattern of attacks and threats and abuse of journalists who really are just doing their job, and which often leads to threats and threats of violence. And I think we're determined to try and get the courts to try and define what is acceptable political language and political exchanges and political discourse in this country. You know, I have my own case, for full disclosure, be aware that I have my own case against the EFF for making accusations and threats against myself and my colleague, Tandeka Gubule. So this is part of a pattern of an attempt, we believe, to intimidate and make difficult the work of journalists.
And what remedy, I suppose, can the courts offer? Should the courts find that the EFF were acting certainly not becoming of what is a because, as you alluded to earlier, there will always be some contestations, right? If someone reports negatively on me, of course I'm not going to be inviting them over for a cup of tea and a slice of cheesecake. However, I can't be threatening their lives and lives of their loved ones either. Can the courts instruct the EFF to behave in a particular manner around journalists and the industry?
The courts can define what is not acceptable and make rulings that say you would be in contempt of court if you cross this line we are drawing now, and it can order them to pay damages to try and discourage them from doing it again.
And will the EFF listen, though, is the question. I mean,
My hope is that eventually they will, because it gets more and more expensive. I think this raises questions of who on earth is prepared to pay for the EFF to fight the series of expensive, difficult, and quite pointless court cases to try and preserve their right to abuse and threaten journalists. But the hope is that the ongoing cost of such actions will over time discourage them from doing it, and it will anyway help define what is acceptable and not acceptable in public discourse. Mm.
For those who might not know, Anton, what is the ideal scenario? We often refer to as the media as a fourth estate, for example, in any democracy. What is our function? What is our role? And more importantly, how are we expected to hold politicians to account assuming that there will be no, you know, resultant threat to our lives?
We have obligations and responsibilities, and that is to be fair and balanced in our treatment of politicians. One wants political debates and exchanges in South Africa to be vigorous and rigorous. One doesn't want to constrain that, but one wants to make it constructive and make it useful and allow criticism both ways. It's not that EFF should not criticize journalists if they wish, and it's not. But what is absolutely critical is that journalists should be able to play their public role, which is to scrutinise, ask questions, keep a close watch on, and hold to account politicians and others who wield power in our society.
Rightly so. Thank you very much, Professor Anton Harbour, Caxton Professor of Journalism at Wits University. The matter resumes at the Gauteng High Court today in Pretoria.